Sunshine Coast Police say it's been just over 3 months since they launched Operation Victor Nemesis, targeting hooning and antisocial behaviour. And in that time, 7 people have been arrested on more than 50 charges. Since the operation commenced, it'll be alleged officers from the Sunshine Coast Highway Patrol and Tactical Crime Squad, with support from the Child Protection Unit, have located and seized drugs, drug utensils, large quantities of money, digital devices and vehicles during searches. Officers have also issued 60 traffic infringement notices. Among those charged is an 18-year-old Mark Coolerman, who's facing 4 counts of dangerous operation, 1 count of possessed tainted property, and issued 10 traffic infringement notices. $5 million will be injected into Queensland's Swim Smart program. In a bid to help local families that are experiencing cost of living pressures, the swim vouchers are valued at $150 per child per financial year. Almost 180 providers are registered for the program across the state, 11 of them on the Sunshine Coast, teaching kids up to the age of 4 how to swim. A woman was flown to Sunshine Coast University Hospital on Sunday afternoon after she fell down a cliff and broke her leg. The woman, who was aged in her 40s, was walking around a rock pool west of Maribyrnong when she slipped and fell about 2 metres. Due to the rocky terrain, the rescue chopper crew decided to winch a paramedic along with a stretcher down to her. The woman is now in a stable condition. Briefly, a quarter of Aussies will head off on a cruise this year. The Tourism and Transport Forum has released new data showing 26% of us are planning to set sail this year, compared to 7% in 2023. While 5 more cruise ships are set to stop over on the Sunshine Coast before mid-March, bringing thousands of visitors to the region. And Mary Donaldson has become the first ever Australian-born queen to reign over a European country. Her husband, King Frederick, who she met at a Sydney pub during the 2000 Olympics, has taken over from his mother overnight, ending her 52-year reign in Denmark.